The Blazers selected Yong Hansen from the cheap seats on, what was that, Tuesday night? It was Wednesday, because Tuesday was golf tournament.
Oh.
And so it was Wednesday night.
And then yesterday was the big exciting culmination of day two of the NBA draft, where no one but Isaac Rupp apparently watched.
That's right. And then, but we had probably the biggest storyline of the night, and has continued to be a big storyline for the rest of the NBA through today, and will be, I guess, through the weekend, is Ace Bailey. So we talked about him on draft night, and how weird everything was on the front end of the combine and workout stuff. He was not working out for anybody. His agents told teams either the night before the draft or the day of the draft, told two teams in the top five, do not draft us. Reportedly, one of those teams was the Utah Jazz, and Danny Ainge don't play like that. So Danny Ainge said, no, you're the player we want. We're going to pick you.
Yep.
So they picked two players. I think they also picked
the kid out of Florida.
Yep.
Walter Clayton Jr. Walter Clayton Jr., who was, the
great scorer. I mean, he was the star of the national championship tournament.
And by the way, he's already in Salt Lake. And
so they were supposed to be on a plane together to Salt Lake. And Ace Bailey and his agent, his camp, said no.
No.
So they didn't go. And of course, people have questions for Ainge and the Jazz about that. And they said, no, he's going to be Utah Jazz. And if he doesn't want to be Utah Jazz, then he's not going to be playing basketball. This isn't he doesn't like it, we're going to placate him by trading him to a destination he wants. Uh-uh. This is our pick. This is who we wanted at five. You're going to come play basketball here. And them having called his bluff, reports now indicate he'll be there on Saturday.
Well, here's the thing. By all accounts, when you're reading through this, this is not an Ace Bailey thing. This is an Omar Cooper thing.
Yeah.
So Omar Cooper apparently is his agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no other NBA players. He has a checkered past with the law. He's one of these guys that seems to be in trouble throughout his whole life. He's getting terrible advice. That seems to be the general consensus, is that anyone that has been around Ace Bailey says that he's a really good kid, said that he's really engaging. He's a hard worker. He's immature. But who at 18 and already worth a couple million dollars isn't immature? I mean, I think that goes without saying. But this is kind of the crappy part about this NIL world that we live in now. I mean, Ace Bailey 2 years ago was kind of put up there with Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper, and was like, hey,
any of these three guys could be the number one pick.
Could be the number one pick. Yep. So you imagine I'm assuming, since this kid was probably 12 or 13 years old, someone has had the hand in the pocket of Ace Bailey and the family. And apparently this Omar Cooper guy, a lot of these agents that get these kids, these aren't high-level agents.
Mm-hmm.
These are kind of he's not certified with the NBA, right?
He's the father of a former Auburn player, Sharif Cooper, who was drafted by the Hawks in 2002, but plays overseas. So he was an agent for his kid 3 years ago.
And that's it. And somehow he got his hooks into Ace Bailey. And so far we've been told that
Sounds like he played on his AAU team. It says here that Bailey played on Cooper's Athletes of Tomorrow basketball team.
Yes. So how many times, dude, how much money has been funneled into this dip S's pocket?
Bailey moved from Tennessee to Georgia in high school to be closer to Cooper and his team.
So again, I just asked the question, how much money has been funneled into this dip S's pocket? And here he is just absolutely butchering this kid's future. And look, Ace Bailey is going to end up in Salt Lake. And it's a, it's traditionally, by the way, the Utah Jazz, maybe you're not wanting to go to Salt Lake because you don't want to be in Utah. That's fine. But if you're talking about franchises, he wanted to go to Washington. You're telling me the Washington Wizards are a better organization?
That's where
than
good
Utah
careers
Jazz?
Go to die.
So, Charlotte or Atlanta.
This is a great landing spot if you're a young prospect.
Yes, there's talent there.
Yep.
It's not like Utah is just this wasteland of talent. And it's a passionate fan base. It's a major city. It hosted the Olympics, for God's sakes. It's going to do it again. Salt Lake is actually a decent city if you give it a crack. It's not just Mormons.
No, it's fun.
It's a decent city.
It's
you're,
fun.
You're
it's clean.
With one of the best front offices, the executives that you can have in
no
Danny
question.
Ainge, and Danny Ainge's kid. And so, you're cutting off your own nose here.
Yep.
And so you refused to work. You canceled your workout with the Philadelphia 76ers because you didn't want to go to Philadelphia. It's been confirmed. You told the team in the top five, do not draft me. I'm not coming. And by the way, maybe that's the Utah Jazz. We don't know. But that came out and was like, don't draft me. Refusing to work out for multiple teams.
The audacity of telling the team with the third pick you won't work out and maybe the teams with the fourth and fifth pick that you don't want to be there is crazy.
Yeah, it's all I can say is it seems like, and this is just the general consensus, is that this Ace Bailey deserves better than what this Cooper dude is doing for him. And this is the problem that the AAU system has always been corrupt. Mm-hmm. And these weasels that get their hands in these kids' pockets when they're 12, 13, 14 years old. And this has nothing to do with the kid. This is all about his agent and his mentor and whatever. And I would hope that someone eventually gets a hold of Ace Bailey and says, dude, I understand that this is the guy that you've been with for years. I promise you, your life is going to be better off and your career is going to be better off if you cut ties. But that's easier said than done because this is the guy that's been with him. But what this Omar Cooper is doing for Ace Bailey right now is a grand total of jackass. Yeah. And it's like what LeVar Ball did.
Yep.
Right? That just none of that helped his sons.
And he disappeared really quick. And hopefully that's the case here.
And his kids figured it out, right?
Yep.
Eventually his kids figured it out that, dude, my dad is doing nothing to help me. And that is the father. Mm-hmm. And they said, dude, we're not doing this. We've got this. We're actually going to start surrounding ourselves with real agents and real shoe people and people that can actually help us with our careers. And I do. I feel bad. I feel bad for Ace Bailey. And because for better or worse, this is going to stain him for a long time.
And at least until he sheds it and shows that he's going in another direction.
And this is what Draymond Green said. You know, Draymond Green's like, what are you doing, man? You're coming into this league already with a strike. You this is not what you want to do.
Yep.
And meanwhile, your teammate that was drafted in Walter Clayton Jr.
He's there. He's doing it.
Yeah, dude. I saw his press conference. And by the way, he didn't want to be in Utah either. They were saying like when he got drafted, you could see his face was a little bummed. And I get it. If you're a young black millionaire, Salt Lake's probably not the place you want to be. I heard Clayton's interview the draft day because that was, you know, it was part of a trade that ended up there.
Yep.
Dude, he was like, he goes, nope. He goes, I'm on a plane tomorrow to Salt Lake. He's like, I'm ready to go.
It's your job. And he's acting like it.
He's like, let's do this. Meanwhile, I got Ace Bailey. Did you hear his word salad answer?
No, I didn't.
Let me pull it up. When he was, his interview was one of the more awkward things about like what he can control. I'll have to pull it up, but it is, dude, it's like.
So while you're pulling it up, I have this question for you because it does sound like he just needs someone to get in his ear. And I know it's been a long time since you've been in a locker room and around a team, but who is going to be that person? Is it a teammate? Is it someone from the players union? Like, is it someone in a family circle? Like, what is the likelihood that there is someone that's going to come to Ace and be like, dude, you got to mix something up here?
It's going to have to be someone. I don't know who the veteran presence in that locker room is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Markkanen, who's their best player. Just breaking loose of childhood constraints is going to be really, really tough. Like, there's always this...
Jordan Clarkson's been around the block a bit. Maybe he could be a mentor of sorts.
There is always this idea of, why don't you just cut, you know... Let's say, for instance, like you come from a rough neighborhood, right? And the Zach Randolph thing, okay? And then you're like, well, why can't you get rid of those guys when you get to the NBA? And for people that didn't come from much, and that's been your support system, those are the people that kept you safe. Those are the people that had your back. Those are the people that, like, kind of, quote, keep it real.
It's like turning your back on family.
Yes. That is a lot harder to do than... that's a lot harder to do than people think.
And a lot of those people have positioned themselves during your development as maybe to the point that you believe it as being crucial to your success, your development, your support, and that you need them as much as they need you. And that's often not the case. And so hopefully Bailey does get things straightened out. Want to move over to the Diamond in the next hour of this SOB edition of Primetime. We got a dumper derby coming, and we're going to talk about it next on The Fan.